figure out what to read, so I'm gonna just read it all.
Good.
Wherefore, Job, I pray thee, hear my speeches and hearken to all my words. Behold, now I've opened my mouth, my tongue has spoken in my mouth. My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. If thou canst answer me, set thy words in order before me, stand up. Behold, I am according to thy wish in God's stead. I also am formed out of the clay. Behold, my terror shall make thee afraid, neither shall my hand be heavy upon thee. Surely thou hast spoken in mine hearing, and I have heard the voice of thy word saying, I am clean without transgression, I am innocent, neither is there iniquity in me. Behold, he findeth occasion against me, he counteth me for his enemy. He putteth my feet in the stocks, he marketh all my paths. Behold, in this thou art not judged. I will answer thee that God is greater than man.
Well,
like that. Why dost thou strive against him? For he giveth not account of any of his matters. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, and slumbers upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men, and sealeth their instruction. Why? That he may withdraw man from his purpose, and hide pride from man. He keepeth back his soul from the pit,
yes,
and his life from perishing by the sword. He is chastened also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain. So that his life abhorreth bread, and his soul dainty meat. His flesh is consumed away, that it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Yea, his soul draweth nearer to the grave, and his life unto the destroyers. If there be a messenger, hallelujah.
Thank the Lord.
If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show unto a man's uprightness, then he is gracious unto him, and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. This is one of my favorite phrases in the entire scripture. I have found a ransom. Amen. Amen. Thank God. On that cross, five bleeding wounds, they cried, forgive. Oh, forgive. They cried. Yes, I'm glad. Thank God. They said, let not this ransomed sinner die. You hear me? I'm so glad. Thank God that really, it's more than just a song that Jesus was on the cross. Thank God he did become me, and I was on his mind. And I'm glad, thank God, that them stripes cried for me and my sin and my degradation. And said, let not this ransom sinner die.